This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right. Hello. Hello. How are you? I'll tell you how I'm doing. I'm not sure I can hear anything. This is kind of a sounded out moment.
Yeah, we...
Oh, there we go.
Are you on?
Solved it.
Are you good? Okay.
I was like, well, I hear a lot of hum and everything else, and then that was about it. So...
Well, and we are experiencing some phone issues. They still have not been able to get that fixed, so we apologize now.
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
We will give you more info on that here, but let's get to the weather.
Please stand by.
Okay, so the WILO Party Line is presented. I need to record a cart that does that to buy us like 30 seconds of desperation time. next week. BooneCountyDailyNews.com helps bring you the Party Line, the local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. Also, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. You could probably exchange those taglines. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. And Compass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, which I just said. It's, you know what? I'm just tired.
I know. We all are.
I'm just tired.
We all are.
Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Also, our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, brought to you by the Ellis Jewelers people. Also, the Farmers Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Pro Bike Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigantown, Day and Ginda Funeral Homes, and also All BQs and Flora, all giving us a helping hand with this. We're going to have almost a full plate, even with the technical considerations. We're
going to
have a full plate this morning.
Right. But we do want to explain that our phone lines are down, so it's making it difficult to have somebody call in. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, both of our guests are calling in, so we are makeshifting.
Oh, I can't
and
drive from it, Pipton.
The sound quality probably will not be as good as what you're used to when we can put them through the board, but we are going to, they're going to be calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be putting them on a mic, and we're going to do the best we can with this because we don't want you to miss the content, what they need to talk about, what mm-hmm. we need to bring to you as an informative program.
So to give you a sense of this, if you're not watching this on Hoosierland TV comedy, you'll get to see it if you look at it. Now watch, we'll spike our Hoosierland numbers. What are they talking about? So basically what we're doing to kind of wire around this, and to give you a perspective, I am literally, when I've run that Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the qualifications contest, which we will probably have more tickets for you here, it's a situation where I have to look over and go, oh, I hear the phone ringing. Then I run all the way up the hall. Please don't hang up.
Yeah.
And what Melissa is talking about, what she's going to be doing, you remember those questions in the SATs, this is to this as this is to this?
Yeah.
Okay. The... RCA Victor logo. Nipper the dog is to the Victrola what Melissa's phone is to the microphone in the studio.
Yep.
So imagine her phone is like a very, what is that, a Jack Russell?
Yeah.
It's a friendly Jack Russell listening to a Victrola.
Or something like that. Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's a Jack Russell. I forget what kind of dog that is.
Jack something.
It's the same. I don't know if it's a Jack Russell or if it's the same type of dog that does the Target commercials.
That's closer, whatever that breed is.
Yeah, and I don't know what that one is either, but we'll worry about that at another time. But yes, no, that's exactly what we're going to do. Our guest today, we've got Nancy Klein from Tipton County Commissioners District 3 is her position, and she's going to be talking about that proposal of rerouting outside truck traffic around Tipton mm-hmm. on Division Road. So she's going to talk some more about that and the she did send me a text saying that they have not finished the revision on that, so there will not be a vote. They thought they were going to have a vote on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen. So for the people who are opposed to it, that's a good thing. That gives them some more time. And we're going to be talking to Nancy about that because she's kind of at, when we had her back on in January, she was her position on it was she's not in favor of it, and but all the others are, and so she's kind of the lone wolf over there. And we're gonna talk to her again about it, see if her position has changed, and you know, how she feels about everything going on. So, and then we're gonna have Cheyenne Taylor from the Humane Society on at the 9 o'clock hour. So,
all right.
Give everybody the weather, and I'm going to step out. We're going to call Nancy here real quick, and we'll get started.
Is
the article that we actually.
Do you need to see this? Are you okay?
I have one.
You have the same.
I made you copies of everything too. So.
And I have not sullied this. It's virginal. Do you need?
No, I have mine over here.
Okay,
so.
My computer was blocking it.
What he's talking about is I've been hauling water in for all week. So, but yeah I'm going to step out. I'm going to call Nancy, and if you want to give everybody the weather.
Yeah, so I guess what we're saying is when you go from talking every 10 minutes to talking for an hour, you get a mighty powerful thirst. Yes, you do. Yes, sir. I do want to mention, she asked me to touch on the weather, and I will tell you, and when you listen to the rebroadcast, please adjust accordingly. It's going to be sunny today, chance of showers overnight, low of 79 in the Skywatch weather forecast. Rain pretty much guaranteed, actually. From 3 o'clock till midnight, it's a chance, and then it's guaranteed, low of 47 overnight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 68, and sunny on Sunday with a high of 75. After that, we go into the 80s. And we're going to stay there for a little bit. A couple of other things to very briefly mention here. These notes came to me courtesy of Ken Hartman. Clinton County Central Dispatch got a hold of us. They say that the Parks Department is going to have Bob Sanders Drive and Adrian Marks Drive in front of the new Aquatic Center closed for asphalting until Friday evening. So be advised of that. And if, of course, there's any weirdness, you know, please account for that in your travels, regardless of when you hear this, whether it's this or the rebroadcast. Also, McClurg Road, which the sewer department has advised that McClurg from Rossville and Myrtle will be closed as well. They did not give a specific target time, so I'm assuming that's going to be for the foreseeable future unless dispatch reaches out to us and tells us otherwise. 837 at WILO, your home for classic hits. And it's been very interesting weather-wise. We've been kind of doing that back-and-forth thing, and then we kind of nestled in the 70s and got some 60s. And then, like, next week, it's, probably move on to degree, is all I'm saying. You might want to prepare accordingly. All sorts of good stuff that is happening today. It is National Pizza Party Day, by the way. America's most hated pizza topping, no surprise, anchovies. Also, eggplant and artichokes are not highly regarded on a pizza. Pepperoni, still America's favorite. The modern pizza was invented in Naples, Italy, or as we would call it, a Neapolitan pizza. The first American pizzeria opened in New York's Little Italy. Now, even though it was soldiers in World War II that kind of popularized it, when they came back to the U.S., the very first American pizzeria was in Little Italy in New York in 1885. We eat about 4 billion pizzas a year. I said earlier, and I believe this firmly in my heart, I don't know what all of you and Melissa Miller are going to do, but I can account for 3,999,999,999 pizzas. You all can split the one.
No.
That's where I'm sure.
No. No, pizza is like a staple at my house. But,
yeah. You mentioned, so this is this the, I take it Puddin doesn't do pizza either, your granddaughter?
Not yet. She's not.
Oh, because she's still
not had it. She's too little for pizza yet.
Well, you said she didn't like Italian, and
she doesn't like spaghetti.
Oh,
so
right.
That kind of stuff. So now, we'll see.
Now, do you think it's an aversion to tomato sauce?
Don't know yet.
Have you tried?
We haven't tried ketchup or anything like that yet.
See,
so. We're trying to keep it healthy best we can.
I would try the dry spaghetti with just Parmesan and see if she. And I'll tell you another really good way to go is sharp cheddar.
Okay.
Or some sort of like melty cheese. And you stir that up real good, and it's just enough like mac and cheese that...
Yeah, let's start clogging our arteries now as a 16-month-old.
Get them Get them young.
All right. Well, we want to welcome our guest, Nancy Klein. Like I said, she's the Tipton County Commissioner from District 3. Nancy, thank you for being on the air with us again, even in this kind of trying electronic failure time here at the studio.
Well, thank you, Melissa, and thank you for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and I know... Yeah, it is. It's working really well. Keep our fingers crossed. I know there's a lot going on over in Tipton right now in the city and in the county. Can you tell us a little more to refresh the memories of our listeners on the proposal that's going on about rerouting outside truck traffic around the downtown area on Division Road and out to State Road 19? Can you kind of explain that again for our listeners?
Yes, I'll give you a little history of that. Back in September, the city and council acquired the maintenance of State Road 28 from 31. The county has from 31 to the edge of Tipton, and then the city of Tipton is responsible for the portion that goes through town in the city limits. To take that over, the state gave us the county $4.4 million and the city $4.4 million to make that transition and to relinquish that to the city and the county. At the time, when the commissioners, the three commissioners and the mayor were the ones that voted on that, I, of course, voted no on it because I didn't think the compensation was enough to maintain the roads and other concerns that I had. One of the commissioners at the time said that the only way that he would vote yes on it is if ag vehicles that were delivering grain and other ag products were exempt. So that's the reason he voted for it. It did pass with me voting no, but now, and at the time, I said, okay, that's fine. Ag is exempted in our county, but what if the city decides to not allow agriculture products to go through the city? For instance, we have Cargill on the east side, we have Pioneer on the west side outside of the city limits, and we have Co-Alliance on the north side. So we have a lot of agriculture places that we need to deliver grain and other products, seed and so forth. So anyway, we found out that the city was proposing an ordinance. This was 2 weeks ago, this coming Monday, and it actually, it was establishing their ordinance for the truck route. And it actually included, it would eliminate any ag products. The only way you could haul an ag product was if it was within the city limits. Well, you can see that that would be a problem. My concern for Clinton County farmers was that, you know, they have other options, and there are several Clinton County farmers who haul their grain to Cargill on the east side, and I had a concern that not only would it hurt their business, but it would also hurt the Cargill business, and we want our businesses to flourish, and so that was my main concern on that. So that's a little bit of history on that.
Well, and I guess my question on that too would be, what about all the trucks that Cargill brings in and Co-Alliance, you know, Pioneer, they bring in a lot of outside trucking firms to help haul stuff out. So how is a proposal like that going to affect them as well with them, even though they are Tipton businesses? They have a lot of trucking companies that come in to help them do what they need to do to conduct business.
Yes, and that's a very good point. And that's the point that I try to make. We live in a regional world and a global world now. And so that is a very important point. And I did speak with the city council president this morning because I just wanted to know where they were on it. Well, let me back up. At the city council meeting, the farmers showed up and the truckers that do just what you said, deliver those products. They showed up in great force at the city council meeting so that we could get this stopped, so that, you know, because the businesses are obviously are outside of city limits. And so the council agreed to go back and revise that. I wanted up-to-date information for all your listeners, so I did call the city council president, who is on vacation, and he told me that basically they're working on this, they want to work with us, they understand our point about, and so they would be, the way he said, and he's not the lone person, but he is on the committee to look at this, and also is the president, but he said that they are trying to revise this so that anybody that has destination or pulls out of these businesses, that they will be protected. So we will see what happens, but it will not be voted on Monday because he said they haven't even worked on the draft and he's on vacation. So we're hoping that this will be will protect our businesses and our agriculture community.
Okay, that, I mean, I'm glad that the general public showed up in force. That just goes to show that, you know, you can't turn around and think, well, I'm only one person or I'm only one company, it's not going to do me any good. So obviously it does. Now,
yeah, it makes a big difference. It really does. And I think what happened on this relinquishment thing, I think people are beginning to realize that there was a lot of opposition to it at the time. I have not heard any of my constituents say that it was a good idea, but what the city's saying now is that that $4.4 million that they acquired from the state is not going to keep the road up to par.
Yeah, imagine
you know,
that.
That should have been thought, but it's, you know, that ship sailed.
Right.
So that's what we have, because the state's not going to take it back, obviously.
No.
And so now our thing is that we just have to work with it.
Going forward, have you guys, I know, I mean, this is all relatively new. We talked about this in January, and, you know, here we are in the middle of May. So it to me, that's still a timeline that's still relatively new. Have you guys even thought about how you're going to be able to maintain that? Because like you said, that 4.1 is going to be gone. It's not going to take much. So do you have any other ideas of how, you know, you're going to go forward after that money's gone?
Well, you know, inflation has a lot to do with it too. All you probably are aware that, you know, all, especially petroleum products and that type of thing, have gone up astronomically. So yes, you're right, that money is going to have to be stretched. We have invested it. Our treasurer is very good at investing money. So that money, the county put the $4.4 million into a non-reverting fund. That means that it can only be used for the 28 and for the truck route, which is division now. So he is investing that money, and hopefully we can earn some interest on that money to grow that fund. You know, it remains to be seen, because now the division is the truck route. We need to increase the shoulders on the side, and it's going to have a lot more truck traffic. So obviously the county's going to be responsible to take care of that too. So we will see. We're going to do the best we can with what we have, and just try to work together and try to resolve these problems.
You mentioned that you had local businesses and outside firms come in for the meeting. Do you know if there's any plans for maybe another sit down? I know they have to make the revisions, but are they going to have, you know, another public meeting for people to kind of voice their opinions, to maybe give them more ideas as to whether there needs to be, you know, even more revisions made, that maybe this isn't, you know, the new set of revisions is not going to come up? Have they given you any idea when they might be thinking of having another meeting?
My guess is, and this is just my guess, because city council president told me that when he gets back from vacation, that he's going to sit down with his committee. They have listened, obviously, to the agriculture community, and they will come up with a revision on this. I did ask him if the public would have an opportunity to either say, yes, we like this, or no, we don't like this, because at the last meeting, it was the second hearing, the second public hearing. And so they decided, you know, not to go ahead with it then and look at these revisions. So my guess would be, because he said he wants to get this done as quickly as possible. So the council meets every 2 weeks. So that would be 2 weeks from Monday that they would probably bring something forward. And he said he didn't have the final say, but he said he would like to allow the public to have their input on it and make suggestions if it is not exactly what they would like to see in the ordinance.
Well, and I don't think anybody's opposed to, you know, necessarily the traffic going downtown, because it's tight. I mean, I've driven it several times, and it is tight, especially when you've got big trucks going through there. And I understand maybe the safety aspect a little bit on the side of it, but I do understand the difficulties of the truck traffic going down through there. But again, being open to talking to people in, like you said, the agricultural industry, and not just agriculture. I mean, there's other products that have to move through there, and even the businesses downtown, they have to have a way of getting their product. You know, trying to come up with a solution that helps everybody, and listening to the public is a good idea. So I'm hoping you're right. I'm hoping they do that. Any other concerns, Nancy, that you have on this, or anything else that's going on in Tipton County that you'd like for our listeners to be aware of?
I just think this is probably the main concern to especially Clinton County residents. The point is, and I think they're trying to eliminate the through trucks, you know, the traffic that goes through some of those. You know, I really think we're going to work together and get this, you know, inside the city. Obviously, the businesses are going to be protected, and they're going to be able to get their product and so forth.
Right.
I think what they're trying to eliminate, and I understand, to protect the street in there, is just the trucks that can go the truck route conveniently. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Eliminate some of the through traffic. So I guess, you know, I guess I understand, but I also understand that there have, the safety thing, it's interesting because I kind of looked at that, and there has never been any accidents involving semis in Tipton. You know, we want to keep our city bustling. It's like one person said, when I come through town with my truck, I look at all the businesses where I might want to go. And so we definitely want to keep our downtown. They're trying to revitalize it, and I understand that. And so I think we want people to come in our downtown. And so,
sure.
But I think it will, I have a positive feeling about this. So I think that we're going to be able to work something out to at least a compromise.
That'll be great. I know you were talking about Division Road and the truck route. Any plans? As you said, we're going to have to do something with the shoulders because it is pretty narrow. Are there any plans to do any kind of major construction to it, like widening the road itself, at least wise in that truck route area? I know some of the turns are a little tight, not undoable depending on the length of the truck, but I know there's a couple of the corners that are a little tight. So are you guys going to basically be forced to look at doing any type of major construction to make that truck route a little easier for trucks or for, you know, the traffic?
Well, I think that the road is wide enough. It's the same as 28. So the road is wide enough. The problem is the shoulders. We've got to work on that. And like you said, to make the turn safe for the trucks to turn. There has been some concern of residents that who live along that road also about their safety with all the truck traffic there, as well as State Road 19 by the Tipton High School and on Park Road. the state has made that a bypass. So there has been some concern about the school, the children out there, the children who walk and drive. And so, you know, because the truck traffic will be routed down that way too, around the bypass.
Right.
So, yeah, I just think there are several concerns. Of course, people have their own individual concerns, and my hope is to try to work with the council and to try to alleviate some of these concerns, try to do the best we can to make a safe environment as well.
Nancy, for someone who would like more information on the proposals and the ordinances, what's the best way for them to find more information? And also, what's the best way for people to contact the councils to talk to them and maybe express their concerns?
Well, I am available all the time, but I have an email address. You can go to the county website, tiptongov.com, and some of the information is on there. I will need to check and see. I can have our IT person put the ordinance up on the website. I will be sure to do that. My contact information, I have a government email, incline@tiptoncounty.gov or .com. Yeah. So I can be reached as well.
Well, thank you, Nancy. We appreciate you coming on. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Just thank you for having me on, and I appreciate WILO and the service that you provide for the listeners.
Well, we thank you for taking the time out of your morning. I know I kind of reached out to you last minute this week, but we wanted to... we knew that there was a possibility of the vote coming up. We wanted to make sure that we had you back on so people knew, like, the updates of what was going on. And please feel free to reach out and let us know if there's anything else and anything that's going on in Tipton County. We love our neighbors in Tipton, and we are more than glad to get you on and tell us all about what's going on.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa, and I will keep in touch.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That was Nancy Klein from Tipton County Commissioner's Office, and we appreciate her and appreciate her candor and information that she gave us on this. And we're going to take a commercial break, and then we will be back with Cheyenne Taylor from the Clinton County Humane Society.
All right, it's Party Line 857 on WILO, your home for classic hits.
And the party line team.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Giving you the time on the studio clock.
It's 9 o'clock now.
1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
What does it mean to truly be part of the community? Is it the street you live on, or maybe the school your kids attend? At Encompass Credit Union, they've been asking themselves this every day since their founding in 1953. It's why they try so hard to be the kind of neighbor you'd like to have next door. That means offering financial services that meet you where you are for all of life's needs. Because when you're in one of the communities they call home, you'll always be their top priority. Visit EncompassCU.org to see all the ways they can be your neighbor.
Hey friends, Kevin T. here, and inviting you to join me every weekday morning for Party Line, starting at 8:30. Plus, we have a telecast, too, at HoosierLandTV.com. Every day, archived forever. Always brought to you by The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Blackhawk Winery, ProBike Computers, 51 West Event Center, Minute Printed, BCS in Michigan Town, Genda Funeral Home, and Albicues in Flora. You miss a little, you miss a lot. Party Line, every weekday morning at 8:30 with WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.